Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
For more than five decades, Doc Watson entertained audiences around the world with an eclectic repertoire that included elements of folk, blues, country, bluegrass, rockabilly, and even jazz. A master of the contemporary flat-pick guitar style, the eight-time Grammy Award winner influenced generations of musicians in rock, country, and folk. Born Arthel Lane Watson in Deep Gap, North Carolina, Doc's first love was the traditional music of the Blue Ridge Mountain region. In his early childhood, Doc contracted an illness which caused permanent blindness, a handicap that directed his interests toward music. He also was inspired by his father, a multi-instrumentalist who bought Doc his first harmonica and taught him how to play the banjo. He got his first lessons on the guitar while attending the School for the Blind in Raleigh, North Carolina. Doc loved to tell the story of how that experience earned him his own guitar.
My father was sitting by the breakfast table drinking his last cup of coffee before he went to work, and I was fooling with a borrowed guitar one of my brothers had there. He said, son, if you'll learn a song on that by the time I get back this evening from work, we'll buy you one Saturday. Well, what he didn't know, a friend of mine where I was going to school over at Raleigh had taught me a few chords, and I could pick and sing that thing when he got back, and he said, I guess I'll have to keep my word.
At age 17, Doc Watson made his performing debut at a fiddler's convention in Boone, North Carolina. That led to appearances at other local functions and on various radio programs. Doc's concerts were often called short courses in the history of American music. His popularity grew in the early 1960s, and in 1964 reached a national level following a performance at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island. That same year, he was signed to Vanguard Records. Doc once said his ultimate goal was to be a recording artist.
I always wanted to be a professional enough to do some records. I never thought about having any sort of countrywide or worldwide recognition in the music world, but my dad put me to work when I was 13 instead of letting me sit in the corner on the other end of a saw, and that started me, and my sweet little wife Rosalie took my hand and helped me with enough courage to get out and earn a living.
In 1965, Doc Watson added his 15-year-old son Merle to his act. For the next two decades, Merle's slide and acoustic guitar accompaniment were featured on several albums and at nearly all of Doc's live shows. At age 36, Merle died in a farming accident, a tragedy that led to Doc's semi-retirement in the late 1980s. In 1988, Doc honored his son's memory by founding the annual Roots Music Festival, Merle Fest. Although he chose to spend less time on the road, Doc continued to record in the 1990s. The bond he felt with his audience transcended into the recording studio.
You think about, well, if I do this well, a lot of people are going to buy this record, they're going to listen to it, and you've got an audience there, though you don't see them, and you can't reach out and shake hands with them. They're there in the future, as you will. You know, if you do the record well, once people begin to hear it, they'll buy it, and that's your audience.
In 1995, Doc returned to his musical roots with the album Dockabilly. Some of the artists he influenced, including Marty Stewart, Duane Eddy, and Git Steel player Junior Brown, were featured on the critically acclaimed collection of 1950s rockabilly tunes. Two of Doc's albums crossed over to the Billboard 200 chart, including his 2003 Grammy-nominated release, The Three Pickers. The album also featured Earl Scruggs and Ricky Skaggs. Doc was awarded the National Medal of Arts from President Bill Clinton in 1997. In 2004, he received a Lifetime Grammy Achievement Award. I'm Mary Morningstar.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me. I walk for miles along the highway, it's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.